Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
It's not every day we get to meet a man who's a genuine superhero, but today is one of those days. He's climbed Everest from both the north and south sides, and he's been to the south and north pole. Let's give it up for Pat Falvey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Bobby.
Now, Pat, always great to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while, but you're a Cork man who sort of found yourself in Kerry. And I know it's a long story, but it started with you as an entrepreneur. You say you were the richest 10-year-old in Cork. By 17, you were employing 20 people in a bricklaying business. Then you were building 200 houses a year. You were a millionaire age 23. You were bust age 29. Between 29 and 40, you rebuilt your life, and you retired from business per se at 40, and you became an explorer, an adventurer, an extreme sports enthusiast. That's my summary of what you've done, but there's so much more to say.
Well, Bobby, when you say that, I can't believe that myself. It's like listening back and you say, how did that happen? Yeah, but I'm a Cork man. At about 30, I lost my business. My family, you know, were in a bad state. And I tried to take my life through suicide. And then what happened, someone came to me and they asked me, would I go hill walking? And that's my connection with Kenmare. So I went down, I climbed Mangerton Mountain first, and we came across and we walked the Barry Border Walk, which is absolutely fantastic. Kerry has everything. I was on Prozac, and instead, right, okay, what happened is instead of taking a pill, I took a walk. And what happened is my life changed. And that's what we do. And this is the reason why even at 68 now, like, I'm still doing it. I love bringing people into this area to see, you know, the beauty of what's around us, the lakes, the mountains. Kerry has everything. People that are out there, the mindset is, you know, terrible at the moment for people. So I try to get them keeping on coming to Kerry. And that was the start of it. Kenmare, as I leave behind Nadine, I always say it's like purple splashing green. And my soul was strangely led through those winding hills ahead.
Wow. And Pat, what age were you when you started your hill walking stroke climbing?
I was 29. I was a latecomer.
Yeah.
And it's like someone came into me and they said, Pat, you need to get out. And what it was is anyone that's there and anyone that's here as well knows this. You know, what it does, it enacts the endorphins. No matter where you are in the country, it's all about getting up, getting out, getting fit. But then when you actually start doing that, you can come to these amazing places. You can come to Kenmare, Killarney, and like this whole peninsula. And even this as Kenmare, as a central point, the amount of stuff you can do is amazing. So through our retreats and through our walking, like, you know, I'm 68 now, and I think I could be doing this till I'm 100, I hope.
Pat, you're a very modest 68-year-old because you were the first person in the world to complete the Seven Summits twice by climbing Mount Everest from the north and south sides. Now, when I think of Mount Everest, and I've seen maybe some of the pictures in recent years of the queues waiting to go up to the summit. You've been on the summit twice. You've been on the mountain I don't know how many times. But to do that alone, never mind all the other stuff you've done, what motivated you to do that? Why did you do it? And what did you get out of it?
I suppose, first and foremost, I did it because I thought I could do it. And I remember my dad years and years ago, because 50 climbers I have climbed have died, you know, and that's between the polar stuff, like walking to the South Pole, the big mountains, the 8,000-metre mountains. And I never forget my dad being a typical Corkman, his son, he was crying at the time. You know, I had a mother, and I think I was her favourite son. So that's what I tell my brothers anyway. But anyway, the thing with it is, he said, for God's sake, he said, you know, you're going to die. And I said, Dad, what do you want me to do? And we're sitting in a golf club here. And he said, for Christ's sake, son, he said, your mother will go mad. Will you take up golf? So what I did is, I started thinking about it. The following morning, lucky for me, I picked up the Cork Examiner. And it said, golfer hit with golf ball dies. So here I am at 68, 220
well,
expeditions.
I'm going climbing instead.
But like my love of walking, and this is what we try to instill. Like, you know, I formed a Forever Young Club, by the way. That's for 50 to 90-year-olds. Like, we had an 85-year-old with a 79-year-old girlfriend walking to base camp. Like, we had 20 over 70s, and at the moment I'm looking for anyone that's out there, by the way. I did an ad one time in Antarctic, ordinary men and women wanted for extraordinary expedition, I train you may die. I got 7,500 applicants. And then, like, at the moment, we're looking for 10 70-year-olds to actually do a dog sledding expedition in the Arctic that we want to film and actually follow their lives. Because what's wrong is, like, I get people at 40, 30, asking me, are they too old? Too old for what? Too old to go walking? Too old to get out there? People are becoming couch potatoes. We have a program at the moment, whereas if someone is doing 500 steps, get to a 1,000 step walk around the house, get them actually out, you know, on one of the Kerry ways, get them to, you know, just to get out to do something. And that's what enacts the endorphins in people. And that's what we actually need. And yeah, like, I'm full of zest. I'm full of life. I love life. It's taken me right around the world, the whole world. I mean, people ask me around the world, where is my favorite place? And I've been like to over 106 countries. And I say, Ireland. And then they say, where else? I'm a Cork man, yes. And I love Cork, but I love Kerry. And it has everything. And that's the reason why we run our retreats here as well, is because it has, you know, the air you can breathe. Just actually, like, coming in here, everybody, like, would go, like, and you come down here to give yourself a minute. You come down here to be in the presence, get away from the hustle and bustle of modern-day life in the cities. And, you know, I know we have only a short time to speak, Bobby, but I'm excited with life. I love everyday life. I'm grateful for what I have got out of life. I came from a council house looking at the airport with 5,000 government houses and watching the planes go out. And I got an opportunity to follow my dreams and make them a reality. And that's all I say to people. Look, don't, you know, there's one thing, you know, I see we have a big age group here, right? There's one sure thing. And like, this is our Forever Young Club. By the time we get to 80, 50% of everyone born on the same day will be dead. 50% will be geriatrics. So the reason why we encourage people to do this, use it or lose it. So get out.
It's all about mobility, isn't it? It's about just making sure that you keep all the muscles going so that there isn't this kind of, it's inactivity that kills us.
Yeah, well, motivation is the new health. Right. And it's the new health for mindset and mental attitude. It's the new mindset. Like, I give you an instance. I wish my dad was fitter in his 70s than he was his 80s. Because and what happens is, as we get older, we're still going to have to go out of this planet. But if we move, we'll probably, you know, like, we're not going to be in the Zimmer frame, and we're not going to be inside in a home actually rocking the rocking chair. Right. OK. And if we're fit and if we're doing stuff, we'd probably die of a heart attack because we get frustrated. And I'd far prefer to be that person than to be rocking away in old people's home. And you know, that could still happen, by the way. I'm not saying, but for anyone interested, like, take a look at our Forever Young Club, you know, because I just believe that life is meant to be lived. We live in a world where our contribution, no matter who you are here, you're 0000, I think there's 20 nodes, 0.2, that's our contribution, right? We're put here to have the best life that we can be. And if you do your best, you know, and if you get out and do stuff and stay active and motivate yourself, like, go for a walk around the block. If you're in Dublin, just get up, get out, get fit. And then that will carry you down here. Like, I have 90-year-olds coming to me, actually walking out through the Gap of Dunloe into Tomies Woods, getting on the boats in the lakes of Killarney. And everybody can move. That's the one sure thing that we can do. And if we start moving earlier, we'll move longer.
And tell me this, you mentioned the 10, 70-year-olds that you're looking to do the dog sledding. What else have you happened in terms of adventures? Because there doesn't seem to be any stop, Pat. You're always looking at the next big thing, and it seems to me that it's going to be very hard to trump some of the stuff that you have done.
Well, one of the things...
Or is it all relative?
No, it's all relative. Like, people say to me, what's next? Actually, one of my greatest what's next is to become the best grandfather that I can be. Right? That's my greatest ambition, because probably I wasn't the best father, because I was to be who I was And like, I still love my son. I'm going for a walk with one of my sons in a minute. And he's coming away to Nepal with me in April. He's on the Camino with me in July. He's going to South America on the Machu Picchu Trail in, July as well. And then we're going out to Africa to do Kilimanjaro. Mm. Then I'm back and I have about four other treks. I don't call them expeditions anymore. So there we are. I just want to say, you know, get up, get out, stay fit. And from me to all of you and Bobby and all the production team, thank you, gratitude, and namaste.
Great to talk to you. Pat Falvey, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Pat.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.